Hi, it's Sarah Williams, and I just wanted to check in and do my daily podcast. I hope everyone had a great weekend, and I know it was Mother's Day, so I just want to wish all you ladies a happy Mother's Day, whether you have children or grandchildren or four-footed furry children or whatever kind of adopted children or all the different types of children. I wish you all happy Mother's Day, and those of you that are not mothers yet, I still wish you a happy day. So I wanted to see how everyone did on Mother's Day as far as, you know, do you feel like you had a good day? Do you feel like it was everything that you had hoped it would be? Because I know sometimes going into some of these types of holidays and situations like that, sometimes it comes down to expectations. You know, what are your expectations going into the day? Do you have any? If not, sometimes that's better. I'm the type where I don't usually have expectations. I do better without that. But at the same time, I like when people that I love show me that appreciation and gratitude. And that's one thing that made me feel special yesterday, was feeling that sense of gratitude from my family, because they went out of their way and showed me many, many times, you know, how thankful they were for me and how much they loved me. And that was honestly all I needed. That was truly what I needed to make yesterday a great day. And I had a great time. So what about you guys? Do you feel like you got that yesterday on your Mother's Day? Yes or no? And if you guys want to share that, I would love to hear about it. I also want to talk a little bit about handling those situations like Mother's Day or other holidays when there's an abundance of food and treats and indulgences around, and how we navigate through those situations and still remain mindful and yet still are able to enjoy those situations. So, you know, I have, as you guys know, I do nutrition consulting, and a lot of my clients are looking to lose weight. And so something they struggle with is, you know, how do I still enjoy going out to eat with my family and stay on track with my weight loss goals? Or how do I, you know, for Mother's Day, they made me breakfast in bed, and it was like pancakes and French toast, and it was amazing. But then I just felt so guilty because I ate all this food, and then I just felt like I wasn't able to stay committed to my nutrition goals. Or if you are, you know, you had someone in your family make you brownies or a cake, or they wanted to take you out to ice cream or whatever it was that happened. You know, how do you guys handle those situations? I would love to hear how you handle them, because I don't think there's really one right way to handle those times. Obviously, I want you guys to feel like you can still enjoy life and enjoy food and have fun and get out and not feel isolated or restricted. I mean, if somebody works so hard and creates you this awesome homemade food, you're not going to want to say no. I mean, food is love, and there's a lot of emotion tied to food, and I think that's okay. I think that's actually a good thing. It's just a matter of remaining mindful and being picky about where your calories are going to come from. And that's kind of how I look at it. If I don't 100% love a food, I'm not going to eat it. Do I love carrots? Not really. So am I going to eat them all the time? No. I'd rather have something else, like a Hershey Kiss, you know? And so it's one of those things where obviously it's about balance. You know, you want to eat healthy. You want to fuel your body to be healthy, but you also want to live your life without regrets. And you want to enjoy food and just being social. Another thing I think that's helpful is when it comes to these, either just going out to eat or holiday, I think it helps me when I try to make it about the people and the conversations and the memories and not necessarily about the food. You know, obviously food is going to be there and it's a part of it and you want to enjoy the food, but try not to make it 100% about the food. So what I mean by that is try to create memories and meaningful conversations and eat while you're there, but have a plan. You know, I'm going to have one plate of food and then I'm going to be done. And then I'm going to step away instead of hovering around the snack table the whole time or, you know, going back and forth to the dessert table. So, I mean, those are just some things that help me personally. I never want you to feel like you have to skip out on a meal like that, especially when it's for you, you know. If it's a Mother's Day meal for you, please don't skip it. If you're going to somebody's house and they're making dinner for you or throwing you a party or a cookout, please do not eat before you go and not eat there. That's rude. Okay? If you want to offer to bring a healthy dish to share that you know is healthy and you know you can eat it, that's great. Ask in advance. But that's great to offer that. So, you know, those are just some tips that I think have helped me and they've helped my clients. A lot of it is portion control, you know, have a game plan in advance. Also, if you know you're gonna eat more, you don't want to skip meals beforehand. So if you know you're gonna go out to eat at your favorite restaurant and you're gonna order all this food and, you know, dessert and beer, whatever you choose, I don't want you to like fast all day long before you get there, because then you're probably going to eat four times more than the normal amount of food when you're there. So if you want to maybe like cut back a little bit on your carbs with lunch beforehand, or maybe skip your afternoon snack, that's fine. You just don't want to arrive when you're like starving or like hangry. You know, you don't want to be at that point where you're just going to order the first thing off the menu that looks good, or you're just going to eat the first item of food put in front of your face, whether you like it or not, because you're starving. So those are things we want to avoid. So planning things out a little bit is helpful. So those are just some tips that I wanted to share with you guys. And I also just wanted to wish everybody a happy Mother's Day. And I hope you guys had a great weekend, and thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to the next time I get to share information with you guys. And please feel free to comment and share, and I will be in touch soon. Thanks. This is Sarah Williams. Bye.